Joining us on the line right now is our newest member of Patriots Friday, a Patriots Friday regular from this point out, running back Fred Taylor's on the line. Fred, it's Dale and Michael again. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How about you guys?
Fred, doing great. Did they have Jaguars Friday in Jacksonville? Jaguars Friday and Jaguars Monday?
They had Jaguars. They had, what is it called? Fanatic Fred, or I forget the name of my show.
Oh, you had your own show.
This is short. It was short. Nothing overly long. It was about a 10-minute piece. So it wasn't necessarily much. They just called it, I forget the name of it, but I'll have it before we're off.
You had your own segment, and so you'd probably take calls and emails and riff about football and pop culture and everything else?
Of course, exactly.
We used to do that sort of thing with Roosevelt Colvin, but he was too quick for us to keep up with.
Too quick. He couldn't be that quick, right? He's a linebacker.
Well, let's talk about finally getting to play real football come Monday night here against the Buffalo Bills. You've seen a lot of Bills on tape here. While the offense has a lot of question marks, the defense that you've watched on tape is probably the defense you're going to see on Monday night. How do they look to you?
Buffalo's always been a very solid team overall, very well-coached team. Coach Dick Geron, great person. I love him. The defense, it's a solid group. They run to the ball. They have a few not overly popular guys in certain positions, but it doesn't matter. They go in there and they believe that they can win games. They believe that they can hold up, and they go in there and they make things happen up front. It starts with Marcus Stroud and Kyle Williams, as well as those defensive ends, Kelsey and Shoble. And then in the linebacking core, of course, Kavika Mitchell, he's one of the most, he's probably their most solid linebacker. But the other two guys, and the younger guys, Ellison and Pozlowski, they get it done as well. They're downhill. They make plays. Secondary, they make plays. So it's going to be a solid game from them, I think.
You know Stroud very well. He's a former teammate of yours. Tell us here in New England what he does that we may not realize. I mean, I know he was a college teammate of Richard Seymour's. We were so focused on Seymour and the defensive lineman here, maybe we didn't give other guys the credit. What does he bring to the table that we may not know?
Well, Marcus, he's a massive guy. When he was paired with Big John Henderson down in Jacksonville, they would call him the Twin Towers. And but Marcus, he's very athletic. I think something that a lot of fans don't know about Marcus is he's an awesome basketball guy. He can really play basketball, a big guy like that. He can dunk it and has great feet. We trained together in South Florida in the offseason the past 2 years. And, he does the quick feet ladders with myself, the other running backs that attend the training sessions. He catches the ball well. He's very athletic to be a big guy. Very quick, and being quick, combination of quickness, size, speed. Well, not necessarily speed, but for a big guy, he's fast. That's why he's all pro, and there is no secret.
If you know about his basketball ability, that must mean you have some ability yourself. Are you a better basketball player than Marcus Stroud?
I think I would beat him in a one-on-one pickup game. Definitely. I try to run circles around. I try to out-quick him. The down-low game, I don't think I'll be able to survive.
Yeah, you don't want to go down there.
I'm just trying to out-quick him.
You don't want to go down there with a guy that big.
Nah, I don't want to go down there with him. I'll be shooting jump hooks all day. And, man, I don't think my basketball game is much to brag on. I'm pretty much like an old-school Charles Barkley. Let me rebound and play defense. That's what you're going to get from me.
You know, when you've been around here getting used to these teammates and working out and getting acclimated to being a member of the Patriots, how long does it take for a running back to feel like he's in sync with an offensive line and they know you and you know them? How long does that take for that to happen?
I don't think that part of it takes as long as maybe some other parts of, learning offense or learning the guys around you. for a running back, speaking for myself, my game is all instinctive and reaction. As long as I know how the play starts, it's up to me to make it end the right way. I have to be able to know how the offensive lineman, I have to know the play itself, the blocking scheme. And then from there, I have to know the style of that player, of that offensive lineman, in the direction that I'm headed. If he's a slow puller, a fast puller, if he's quick, if he's a guy who's early off the ball, if he's a power guy, or if he's a guy who usually on double team blocks, does he stay on a double team a little longer than maybe another lineman? And then that aspect of it all, you would want to maybe deepen up your alignment in the backfield or shorten it, depending on if the guy is quicker or if he's slower. And usually within, you know, the first week or two, you can kind of figure out how those guys tend to block up front individually. And then from there, you kind of, you know, as a whole, just learn to play, learn the blocking scheme, and it helps you out a whole lot.
Friend, how'd you approach the preseason? I'm sure you approached it a little differently at this stage of your career than you did in year two or year three.
Yeah, well, at this point, at this stage of my career, it's a bit different. You know, coming in, learning the system, making sure I'm comfortable out there, and trying to gain the coach's trust as well as my teammates' trust. When I was younger, it was pretty much just, especially my rookie year, my second year. Even now, just more so back then, I was so overly excited just to be a part of the NFL and just to be able to get out there and try and do something, just a wide-eyed rookie, not knowing what to expect, not knowing how to read between the lines on certain defensive calls. Now, you really study the game now, even in the preseason. You actually study the game, the players. You study schemes, I should say. Myself, I wouldn't be in the game, you know, third quarter, fourth quarter, most preseason games, at this point in my career. So you study the schemes more so than the players. Early on in my career, I had to learn the players, learn the scheme, learn the plays. It was a bit different.
This is a deep group of running backs. Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, yourself, Sammy Morris, Kevin Falk, Lawrence Maroney. I asked Sammy this question. I'm curious your take. Are there enough carries to go around here?
We're going to make enough carries. The thing is, we have a great group of guys at the running back position, not just players, but just the personalities that they brought in, the character, and the group of guys we have. It's a good group. Yeah, I don't think there's any egos in our group. I think we all understand and realize that it's only one ball, that we have one common mission, and that's just to go out there and do whatever we can to help the offense win the game. So we're going to do the best we can. It's going to be enough balls regardless.
Does a 12-year NFL vet still get excited about opening night?
Man, do I get excited. I do. I'll just answer your question. I get very excited. I get anxious, I get butterflies, I get all of that good stuff. It's football. I mean, football is in the air. You kind of get tired of running against teammates and doing all that stuff throughout the summer. You're just ready to get out there and showcase your team, showcase your talents, and make some things happen so your team can be successful. I mean, all of that good stuff. It's like home cooking, man. You never get enough of it.
We're looking forward to talking football with you every week. Good luck on Monday. We'll see you next week.
All right, thanks. Thank you. Y'all guys have a great one.
Hey, Fred.
Thanks, Fred.
Well, thanks a lot.
Uh-huh.
Hey, did you ever remember the name of that segment? See, you said you would remember at the end.
You put me back on the
That's right. Next week.
Lawrence and Benny, they came by and they was asking me if I finished my list yet. So as I'm talking to you guys, I'm trying to listen to them and not be rude on this end. So I didn't have time to think about it, but I will have time next week.
Next week, we'll figure it out. We'll talk about it.
Of course. All right.
Okay, take care, Fred.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. That